Hey Donald X, what is the story behind Citadel?
So Renaissance, early on, actually, like right at the beginning, had one of the things was I somehow ended up as part of the gigantic complexity that was Nocturne. I'd somehow ended up making this tiny number of cards called states. Like, what is this? And the expansion doesn't even do anything with them, right? And so I was like, oh, maybe I can get something out of these. And so right away, some of the very first cards involved states. Like, I think the very first one was it was a thing that you flipped over, and when you flipped it to one side, you got plus one action, and the other side didn't do anything. And this turned out to be cool and possibly a factor in ending up with villagers. But so I had this idea of these states that would have two sides, and you could upgrade it somehow. And so here we have this card, Craftsman. Gain a card costing up to four. You may discard a copy of it to turn talent over or take a talent if you don't have talent or mastery. And so you would take a copy of the state talent and put that in your area. And talent says once during each of your turns, when you discard a card from play, you may put it onto your deck. So it's this scheme type thing. And there was also the Craftsman had this ability to turn talent over, and then it becomes mastery. The first time you play a non-duration card during each of your turns, play it again afterwards, which of course we know as quite similar to Citadel. And so it started off as this thing where you had to buy a card, it would give you talent somehow, and then you'd have some way to turn talent into mastery, and then you would have this ability. So not really very similar to a project at all. So Craftsman goes through some changes. We can see the second version of Craftsman. Craftsman can't give you mastery. So talent must do it somehow, and it does. It says, once per turn, you discard a card, you may put it onto your deck. If it's a gold, turn this over. And then I don't know quite the timeline here. We see that the third card is called Genius, but really it's Inventor. Gain a card costing up to four. Cards cost one less this turn. After this turn, you may skip your next turn to take a talent once or flip it. And so that's a huge cost to get this talent and mastery. And I don't know exactly which ones they are, right? We see the rest of them are once per turn, you discard a card from anywhere, you may put it onto your deck. That sounds neat and cool, right? This look at that. There's nothing like that, right? We're turning these discards into right. I'm just repeating what the card says into top decks. But in practice, I'm actually thinking of a completely different thing. As I read this, I was thinking there was also a thing that let you. This is some utterly different card that let you put a card anywhere in your deck instead of top decking it. I think that was a version of Tracker. It sounds cool, and it turns out no, just top deck it. You didn't get the extra value nearly often enough. But anyway, talent is not that. It is just this thing you can just that's totally interesting, but evidently did not work. Well, that's not necessarily true because these all died, right? So then mastery is still Citadel, but I got rid of the non-duration part, thinking we'll just remember if it's a duration, you played it with mastery. You can like put it on the mastery; it's not a problem. And the last talent just gave you barracks at the start of your turn plus one action, so that must be where barracks starts. I don't know if we were doing barracks, if I would possibly have caught that. So the last craftsman here. So then genius goes off on its own path and becomes inventor, but craftsman is still trying to be some card that has talent and mastery, right? Inventor lost them. And so it says, discard a number of treasures for two coins each. You may pay six to turn over your talent to mastery or take a talent. And that was the last stand of that. And I don't know, how much that would have changed later, but what happened was I killed all of the states because of this ability. They were fun. You have this ability that you somehow get. And that's fun that you have to jump through that. You play this mini game. You jump through this hoop to get the first ability. And then there's how you get the second ability, which could be the same or different. And that's fun too, upgrading your ability and having this super ability, right? Like Citadel, this super ability that you had to struggle to get. We had fun with them all the way through to when I killed them. It was just that Renaissance desperately wanted to be a simple set that casual players could buy and play, the exact opposite of Nocturne, where everything was, where Vampire makes you read 18 cards to know what it does, is the example I always give, right? You have to read Vampire and Bat and you have to read 12 hexes, and then you have to read some states. Just this ludicrous amount packed into that card. And Renaissance really did not want these cards that were actually three cards. It still got one, right? It got Border Guard is actually three cards. But yeah, it didn't want them. And then I came up with doing them as projects instead, and that all worked out. And so we have the first version of Citadel as a project. And this one, so it says the first time you play a card of any type during each of your turns, that of any type was trying to remind you of something that it was clear was a problem with Mastery, which was it worked on treasures and knight cards, but no one ever knew that. It says the first time you play a card, and playing a treasure is playing a card. But if anyone ever played a treasure first, they were just like, damn, I did not get an action for my Mastery. I play this silver and it's worth two. They never remembered that Mastery actually worked on them. And so the solution was to have it not work on them. it's bad if people are constantly screwing themselves over. You know, it was a no fun thing. And so Citadel in the end only works on action cards. And years later, Citadel's wording got tweaked because of issues involving slight changes to the rules. And so we can see that, like, the online version currently says the first time you play an action card during each of your turns, replay it afterwards. And there's arcane reasons why that wording is preferred. You know, which from the whole batch of errata, you can see, read my explanation for it. But it was, it's this thing where we've got this loophole for throne rooms so that you can throne room a horse and people aren't suicidal over me changing the game and getting rid of that. And so there's this loophole that throne rooms have that tracking wise that you still get to play that horse. But at the same time, like, I fixed the problem with like Village Green, where sometimes you get to play it and it's gone. It's like, no, you do not get to play it. And so Citadel had to say replay it so that it would work on the horses. And there you have it. You know, Citadel, no complaints, a fine card.
Hey, Bards, what do you have for us today?
Oh, come with me, and we'll explore the gold and silver found offshore. We'll gather riches more and more. Can't wait to show you what's in store. What's that you say? No more explorer. You're filling me with abject horror. My provinces, what are they for? Even my rhyming's getting more bad.
Thank you, Shar, for that disconcerting send-off to Explorer.